Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM. G'day, friends. Here we go. Come on, let's do another week of it. Another week of nonsense, whimsy and guff. Provided by yours truly and my good pal, his truly.
Ah, yes, I've got guff.
We went out last night and we didn't go. I said we were going out and I was at home by 8 o'clock.
Was it? Well, it was an intense couple of hours.
We went hard.
Yeah, we got a lot of quality work in.
It was a work thing. Mm. It was a work. It was an off-site work engagement where JP and I went for dinner.
My brain was stormed. Yep.
And we got lots done. A couple sat down next to us, and the minute they did, she spilled a whole massive glass of red wine all over the side of my shoes. And she said, oh, did I get you? No. No. No.
That's cool. The cool thing about red wine is it doesn't stain.
Well, it's not too bad, because I'm wearing my black runners and my black jeans. So if there's stains there, and there probably are, it really doesn't matter. You can't see it. Oh, did I get you? I'm like, look at my feet. There's little bits of this entire restaurant floor that you didn't get. Did I get you? Everybody get down. It looks like a crime scene.
Knowing you as I do, you took it pretty well.
I also say as well that once, they came and cleared up the red wine that the lady had spilled, and they brought her another glass, whatever. And I dropped a little. Oh, steady now. She's already had one. Everyone had the laugh. JP tittered.
Yeah, yeah.
Her other half, she laughed. And then I ordered a glass of red wine for myself. And then when mine arrived, I pretended to go to chuck it at her.
Yeah.
And everyone,
Oh, he's full of the jokes, this lad.
And do you know that sense of like, I am great crack.
Yeah.
I'm
getting on with everyone.
I'm making the jokes and I am great crack. And no one ever says that about me. But last night was my night. All right, rugby. You went to the rugby? Did you watch the rugby on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
This is a rugby thing. I really think we've a shot at this.
Rugby we've a future. World.
I think, you know, yeah. If we really apply ourselves, Ring Rose. And Bundy.
Bundy Aki, absolute savage.
We can really go for it if we really apply ourselves.
Of course,
here's an explainer. See, the thing is, for people like me that don't know anything about rugby, I'm much more of a gammon.
That's Ray Foley. Everyone loves Ray Foley. He's full of the jokes.
Look at me making jokes. Yeah. Look at me making jokes. Everyone loves me. And I haven't had any red wine so far this afternoon. Yeah, it's by the hurling. I'm more into the hurling.
Yeah.
So
Small ball. You're a small ball man.
I'm much more into the small ball.
Yeah.
So this is an explainer about rugby. Have a listen.
Mate, do you fancy watching the rugby?
Dunno, it seems a bit complicated.
No, it's simple. On your team, you've got forwards and backs. Then the other team have got their forwards and their backs.
Okay.
The idea is you're trying to get your forwards and backs to go forward, while the other forwards and backs are trying to make you go backwards.
Right.
Both backs and forwards can run backwards and forwards, but they can only pass backwards.
Hang on.
Any back or forward can kick the ball forward, but in order for the other forwards and backs to pick it up, that back and forward has to have been further back than the original back and forward was when he kicked it forward. If a back or forward, while running backwards and forwards, takes the ball out sideways, a forward throws the ball sideways to the forwards, who then pass it backwards back to the backs, who then try and go forward.
This is insane.
If while running back and forward, a back or forward drops the ball forward, play continues to allow the opposing back and forwards a chance to go forward, but if those back and forwards don't go forward, those back and forwards take the ball back to where the back and forward was when he dropped it forward.
What happens if they drop it backwards?
It's totally fine.
I hope there isn't an overly complicated point scoring system. Just one thing, how do the backs and forwards stop each other going backwards and forwards?
They beat the living shit out of each other.
I'm in.
Giving me from Jaddy. Giving me Monday vibes. Actually, giving my Monday vibes a kick in the ass. That's Jazzy giving me Today FM playing the music you love. The gang's all here.
Hey!
Give me a hey. Orla, if you're not going to join in now, you can't be in our gang.
They left me hanging there.
I'm so sorry.
Give me a hey. Give me a ho.
Very festive.
It's good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that good fun? Driving away the Monday blues, guys. We're doing everything we can to get rid of this sickly Monday feeling we have. wishing that we had an extra day of the weekend. How are we? 0874-100-102. Ray's over here. JP's there.
Hello.
And Orla Ormond in the house.
Hello.
Hi there. How you doing? I was thinking for a texty today, we should do the things that, where you know you should be a man. I know, Orla, you're not a man.
That's true.
Okay? But you can play too. You can play along.
Thank you.
You can do your version where maybe adulting, I suppose.
Yeah.
This is
a grown up.
A grown up, yeah. Yeah. Where, now this is, it's kind of, yeah, it's adulting, but it's also, maybe it's, yeah, a little bit emasculated or generally like, I need to man up. You know, I need to, Isn't that what men, the noise that men do, oof.
Yeah.
I need to man up.
I think your man card is on the line, Ray. It's,
oh, my man, is, man yeah. card has been dubious.
Yeah.
Ever since puberty, really.
In the balance.
Well, yep. I'm still in puberty. I'm waiting to get to the other side and then I'll be a real man. Oof. Come on, boys. Oof. Arm wrestling and, I don't know, casinos. Seems to be the thing that men do.
Very specific.
I'm trying to think, you know, like lads.
Yes.
Oh, drinking sport. drinking fizzy beer from the bottle. That's something that men do. Instead of drinking wine like I do, white wine like I do. You know, like, oof.
A big pint of Guinness.
Oh, a big pint of Guinness. Like a big, strong man does. So, my manly situation was I took my eldest child for a new bike.
Oh, very good.
And to get him a new bike on Saturday. And as part of that, I was taking in his old bike and my bike, which I never use. I was like, I don't use this bike anymore. And I know they sell secondhand bikes, so I was like, will you take this and give me credit for the kid's new bike? A very, very simple transaction.
It's all going well so far, yeah.
It should be a very, very simple transaction, except for the absolute flop sweat that I find myself in a situation like that. Whereas you need to kind of be a bit, you know... Oh, come on.
Why, is it because you're negotiating or something like that?
No, it's just kind of the whole... Bike shops intimidate me anyway. We've been over this. Bike shops as well as garages. When you're getting your car serviced, exactly the same situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't serviced my car since I got it because I'm scared I'm going to get ripped off.
That's it. It's shut up and take my money is my thing. It's like, tell me what's wrong with it. How much is it going to cost to get it fixed? Mm-hmm. And let me get the hell out of here as quickly as possible. So I can feel relieved that it's done.
Yeah.
And I can feel some fresh air on my face so my flop sweat dries up. Because I'm terrible.
I took my car in to be serviced a couple of weeks ago and I wanted the minimum level of service. Your man managed to upcharge me in the space of around about 25 seconds.
That's it, because we're not real men.
I couldn't argue back.
You were like, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, that's all right.
If you think that's best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clutching his pearls. Or... A napkin, a fragranced napkin.
For when you get the vapors.
A doily. That's genuinely how what I was like in the bike shop. I was like, just tell me how much is the new bike going to cost? They were lovely, by the way. There was no like sort of haggling or weirdness or any of that. They were lovely to deal with. But my whole, my thing, and I'm there in front of my eldest boy trying to, you know,
oof. Oof. This is how we do it, son.
Come on, son. Let's do this. Butch it up. The other one for me. Barbers I've been through is, you know, getting the car serviced, excuse me, getting your hair cut, sitting in the barber's chair. There is no way of telling the barber what it is you want without feeling desperately self-conscious. You don't have that as women, surely.
Well, I did for a long time, but I now have a hairdresser I've been going to for years and we have a good relationship.
You have a bond.
So I ask her questions and I know that her answers aren't going to make me feel terrible.
Okay, that's good. It's good to have that.
Yeah.
I always, the minute that he says, what are we doing? I'm like, well, could you just cut my hair?
Make me look nice.
Just tidying this stuff on the top of my head.
You don't want to be seen to have a preference for how it's done.
But you do.
We all do. You know what I mean?
But this is men. This is, again.
Seriously.
This is a manly thing.
You don't want to be seen to care about your appearance.
This is
exactly.
It.
Yeah. Because
you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And the other one, this is a wild one now. Do you ever feel emasculated or not able to adult in the chippers.
That's very specific. Really? What's manly about a chipper?
It's not... It's just a situation where... It's like I'm talking traditional chippers, right? The old school traditional chippers. And you're in and it's like it's got a sign cue this side. Mm-hmm. And it's got the, you know, the big chip making system in front where the, you know, the big thing, the big silver fryer. Thing. The fryer.
Yeah.
And it's got the till down at the end. And you walk in and it's there's loads of people around.
Yeah, you need to have your order with confidence.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, do you say chips or do you say chip? One chip, two chip or, one chips?
I'll have two chip and a curry sauce.
Yeah.
Or a single. That's another thing.
You can't say...
Can I get a single of chips?
Not cool enough for that, no.
It's like, oh...
Bag of chips.
You can't say, what's your fish today? You can't say that. You can't ask that question.
What's the catch of the day?
Oh, dear.
Or perusing the board when they come to you and ask. So, like, what you have, and you're like...
You're a time waster doing that.
I think I'll go for the... I might have the chicken kebab. Oh, hang on. No, you've got a chicken fillet. Maybe a dinner. What's the difference between a dinner box and a snack box? Shut up, somebody. Martin Solveig and... Hello. Today FM, playing the music you love. Let's do a roll call very quickly. Ray on show. JP.
On show.
On show.
In chippers, they don't pluralise chips. Oh, we're talking about feeling self-conscious when ordering. Or feeling self-conscious is generally sort of like... No, not manly enough. You gotta grab life by the horns. You gotta carpe the diem, don't you? You gotta really go for it. So in the chippers, when you're asking for chips, do you say, I'll have a chip, can I have two chip? A nugget? Three cheeseburger. Alan says, in chippers, they don't pluralize chips, and it is so off-putting. In my chippers generally as well, there are men behind the counter that are looking at you like they want to kill you.
Yeah.
For ordering
chips. And you know
they'd
have each other's back. There's a very tight-knit operation behind the counter in a chipper. Those four or five lads, they've got each other's back.
They follow each other into war.
They would
take a bullet for one another.
All chippers as well, I think your name would be dirt in every chipper if you got into trouble with one of them.
Absolutely.
Another thing,
I have this other issue then with going into a chipper. Is that I feel very self-conscious just asking for a bag of chips. You're like,
what?
You wanted me to order more, didn't you?
Oh, okay.
But all I want is a bag of chips. I just fancy. Do you ever just fancy a bag of chips?
Oh, God.
Like loads of salt and vinegar on it, walking down the street, sucking on, like, oh, that's hot. That lovely feeling of a bag, like a hot bag of chips in your hand.
The vinegary, the better. Oh. Sting in the corners of your mouth, so got so much vinegar in it.
Oh, that's hot. Oh, that's a hot one. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, I hate the sound you're making.
You've got a goo on you now, don't you?
I do, yeah.
But all I want is a bag of chips. And, sir, you're behind the counter, and I know you hate me. And I'm self-conscious for just... So I will order a bag of chips and a cheeseburger, even though I don't want the cheeseburger. I just want the bag of chips. Hey Ray, as the owner of a chipper, oh my God, straight to the source. As the owner of a chipper in Arklow, my pet hate is when someone phones up and asks for a plain burger. Absolutely plain.
What?
With just ketchup. I mean, that's not plain. From Franco in Burger Hill at Arklow. Yeah, I wouldn't call that plain. I would like, can I get a burger with just ketchup on it? That's what I'd say. Keith says... I'm like that when I'm buying the Christmas tree. Oh, yes, yes!
Oh, yeah.
The real Christmas tree. If you're ever in a real Christmas tree situation, the people selling the Christmas tree are terrifying.
But they're unnaturally strong. I mean, they can kind of do it with one arm. They just reach down to the bottom and start lifting it up. And you're like,
they're hoisting Christmas trees all around.
Yeah.
Chopping down Christmas trees.
It's Christmas tree strength.
They've
right there.
Probably got axes. Mm. Yes, terrifying. Especially when they offer to help carry it to the car. Seriously lacking in the manly department from Keith. Stuart in Stepaside has been on. Oh my God, these are brilliant. Hey Ray, two words. Builders merchants. I would have a shade of this even in Woody's, like in a regular DIY shop. Yeah. Asking for anything, it's like, you know the little... It's like a little... How do I describe it? It's like a little... It's not the screw, but it's like the little twisty thing.
I have a picture of it on my phone.
This is...
It's like, you're looking for a nut, sir.
Oh, yeah,
maybe you need two of them, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm lacking in. Nuts. Builders merchants, I have to know exactly what I'm asking for and know that they have it with no questions asked. Otherwise, I'm going nowhere near the place. From Stuart and Stepaside, love the show. Hey. Hey, cheers, Stuart. I remember ringing my builders merchants. I rang them up and I wanted to make some shelves. DIY, making some shelves on my own. And I needed to talk them through what I was looking for. And again, like that, down the phone, I was going, do you know, like, I'm making shelves, right? And I'm just kind of, like skinny wood. Like
skinny wood, we've got that, sir. Yeah, skinny wood,
It's like skinny wood for making shelves. Uh-huh. But I don't want to cut it. Would you be able to cut it into shelf shapes for me? Yeah, we can do that. And Patrick, the painter in Limerick. Ray, did you go shooting reindeer after buying the bike just to manly yourself up? Yeah, from Patrick. Well, Patrick, you're a painter as well. Similarly, when you're talking to... When you've got a man in the house and you want the walls painted and you're describing to him what you want on the walls, much like being at the barber's, it's like, you don't want to be too enthusiastic. Do you know that kind of way? So it's kind of like, just a bit of blue or whatever. Blue or whatever you think yourself like. Whatever you know yourself like.
Freshen it up.
I just tidy it up there.
Ray Foley.
And lower your voice a couple of octaves.
Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
I nearly got scammed this morning.
What?
Oh. Did I tell you this?
No.
I nearly got scammed this morning. First of all, this noise started going off in the house. Right? This ringing noise.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This weird ringing noise.
It wasn't the microwave.
I was at home on my own in the house. No, the microwave I can identify fairly sharpish.
It wasn't the fire alarms again, right?
Absolutely not.
No, okay.
This rings noise starts going off, genuinely. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell is that? It was the landline.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
We have a landline in our house, something I'm only just learning 10 years in the place, right? The landline starts ringing and I pick it up and they start trying to scam me down the phone.
A real person?
A human. It wasn't one of these...
automated jobs.
No, because I get the automated ones on my phone where they're like, your Amazon Prime thing is about to be updated.
Yeah.
Or whatever. How does that work as well? How do they make money out of that? Do they want you to ring them back?
They're trying to trick you into thinking that you're about to be charged. So then if you call them and give them your information, then they'll actually charge you.
But how do I call them? Do I need to ring them back in the same number?
I've never listened to the end, actually.
I wonder how that works.
I usually just wait for the first bit and then just hang up.
I'm always fascinated by these scams. Like, we know they're scams, but how do they work? How do they actually make the money off you in the scam? That's what I want to know. This one, anyway, he was telling me that he was from Ayr. He was said, I've done some checks on your router and I'm calling from Ayr broadband. And your router is flashing. Can you describe the lights on the front of your router? So I went and looked and I was like, it was a green light on the router.
I mean, the lights are always flashing on a router.
This is it. And he says, green. He says, yeah, there's definitely a problem. You're not getting full speed, right?
Green is notoriously a bad colour.
So
yeah.
I know this is a scam. Also, my broadband provider is not Ayr, but I'm going along with it, right? And then he starts talking. He says, I'll have to put you onto my supervisor, right? So he puts me onto another fella. And get out your phone. Okay. He says, go on your mobile phone and in the app store, either whether it's Android or iPhone, type in Quick, Q-U-I-C-K, right? Yeah. On the app store.
Right.
And what's the first thing that comes up there?
I'm seeing Quick Support.
Yeah, same.
Quick Support, he says. Click on the first thing that comes up that you see Quick Support. Mm-hmm. And what's the first
thing? Hang on, am I getting scammed right now?
I'm scamming JP. I'm going to clean out his bank account. Oh,
I'm actually getting an
very
ad.
Much there, actually.
So you would have been terrible at me trying to get scammy and I'm just downloading Decibel Meter.
That's an ad. The next one is TeamViewer Quick Support.
I see it,
Now, TeamViewer is a legitimate app, right? So it's for, I've used it before myself for a remote desktop for like, if you wanted to share your computer screen with somebody else, you install this. You can do this on the phone as well. I could download this app and then I could give Orla the code, like if there's something wrong with my phone or like if your mom has something wrong with her phone and you get her to install this on it, then you can go in with the remote code and go onto the phone and then use the phone yourself remotely. And they wanted me to do this. Of course, I wasn't doing it. So for 45 minutes, I was like, see, it's not downloading because I've got a problem with my brother. I'm so glad I have you on the phone.
Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley in the afternoon. JJB's over there.
How are you?
Lorraine has been on. She texted. Well, I was talking about the attempt to scam me this morning when I was at home. I kept them on the phone for about 45 minutes saying that it was a really slow download. They tried to get me to install this quick support thing on my phone. And I was like, yeah, it's just installing now. It's downloading. But my broadband is so slow. It's downloading. And he said, so what is it at now? I said, it's at 12%.
Oh, that's very satisfying for you.
And he said, what's it at now? It's at 13%. Mm. I said, you know what? This is so slow. I said, this is getting annoying. I said, he said, yes, it is. I said, do you know what I'll do? I'll come off the broadband and go onto the mobile phone. He said, no, don't do that. And I did it. And I was, oh, I did it now. It's, oh, hang on. It's gone back to zero now. I'll have to download it again. Just give me a second. What did you say that was again? Quick support. Yeah, quick. Q-U. Yeah, there's a scene. And I kept him on for 45 minutes.
That's good going.
And in the end, he said, I'll call you back once it's installed. He never did call me back.
Right.
It was 45. Let me call my cybersecurity, my scam guy.
Okay.
1 second, please. Ah, that's over line two there.
It's ringing
anyway. This is Dr. Vivian Mee I'm ringing. A digital forensics expert.
Hello.
Hello, Vivian.
Yes, that's right.
Hello there, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you this afternoon?
I'm not too bad, Ray. How are you?
I'm all right. Someone tried to scam me this morning. They rang the landline and they tried to get me to install this. They said I got slow broadband and the only way I could fix it was that if I installed this quick support. And as it turns out, it's from a legit company, a legitimate app, TeamViewer quick support. And they were trying to get me to download and install this on my phone. But what I was wondering is, how does this scam occur? Where do they get my money if they do that? I never let them do it, by the way. I just strung them along and we ended the call eventually. So I didn't install it in the end. But how do they get my money?
How would they get your money? Good question. So there's multiple ways. So, for example, say you install the TeamViewer. Yeah. That means that the attacker or the hacker, whatever you want to call him, or him or her, they would have full access to your machine. So whether it's your phone or your laptop. For example, if you were logging on to your bank, they'd be able to see what you're typing in. If you were logging on to your emails, your PayPals, any of those accounts, they'd be able to see what you're inputting. Sometimes the hackers also try to give you a URL as well. Once they're on, they'd say, can you give me access or full control? Yeah. Which means that they can actually use your device as if it was yourself sitting in front of it. And they may actually download a piece of malware. And the malware potentially could capture all activities such as usernames, passwords, etc. It could also then maybe get access to your email account. So, for example, if you had a supplier emailing you an invoice, say your invoice at the bottom of it has your bank details on it, they may potentially intercept that email, delete it, send another one themselves, but have updated the invoice with their own bank details and then obviously get the money that way. That's one example. Other examples are if you didn't have multi-factor authentication on your PayPal account, they may send funds off because at the end of the day, they're sending it from your phone or from a device that's already authenticated, which means that PayPal or Revolut or any of these apps that you use to send money, they think that you're already secure because you've logged on.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's how they could get money away off you as well.
And yeah, PayPal sends you a text, but of course the text is going to come up on the phone screen and they're looking at the phone screen no matter where they are in the world, they're looking at your phone screen.
Exactly.
Wow.
So usually though, most organisations won't ask to get access to your machine. For example, if you did have slow broadband, you probably would have to call yourself to the support team
to
your provider. So it can be very unusual. And to be fair, my own father, he had something similar recently and he was like, our provider knew that our internet was bad. And I was like, interesting. We didn't ring them. And then exact same thing happened to him as to you, but he didn't know what TeamViewer was and basically said to wait until I was around.
It's very odd that the broadband provider would put up their hand and go, come here, we're just worried about you. We were thinking we weren't giving you the best service. We call around. It's very unlikely. And I suppose, well, we're attuned to it, but I was thinking, like, when you think of your granny or your mam or your uncle, everyone has a couple of one or a couple of people in their extended family that would be more at risk from an approach like this on the phone. We're kind of like, it's nearly sport for us, that it's like, well, we'll see how long we can string these along for. I know it's a scam, but I don't know how it's going to work. So we'll see how long this goes on for. But I suppose you have to be vigilant on behalf of these other people and let them know about it.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, your provider doesn't really ring out for nothing. Mm. And if they do ring you, is it really them? You sort of have to be on high alert. And it is difficult, especially for the likes of the vulnerable people, the older generation that don't use technology as much. At the end of the day, they're getting a phone call. They think it's who they say they are. You just have to be aware that there's scammers out there and let them know not to believe anything. And if it is the provider, should they be ringing from an unknown number? Should they be ringing from a number that is out of state? Is it, is it ringing off a mobile number?
Yeah.
The
quickest solution then really is, listen, I've got my broadband bill here and I've got your helpline number. I'll call you back. Your name? And that's the easiest way to verify. It's fascinating. And the way they do it, the way they get straight into your device is mind-blowing. Vivian, thanks so much for taking the call. Your website is vmgroup.ie, as in Vivian Me Group.ie, vmgroup.ie. For more, you can check out Vivian there. Thanks so much for taking the call, Vivian.
No problem, Ray. Stay safe online. Thank you.
Much obliged. Bye.
Ray Foley.
And hanging out clothes and hoovering are apparently the most relaxing chores. A study suggests everyday tasks are the best way to wind down. FM Manny said they enjoyed watering plants and building flat pack furniture. It's 3:03.
I'm a potterer. I like to put on, like, the radio in my headphones or, like, a podcast of a radio show that I like.
And just potter around the house.
Tidy, like, not cleaning.
Yeah.
I'm not a cleaner. I don't do cleaning.
I like hoovering because you can see the results very quickly. It's satisfying, but like flat pack furniture, you're having a laugh.
I like that as well.
That's a stress point.
I feel very good once, and it's like that. It could take me a few hours to do, but it's like, you have to stay away from me now. Away, off you go now, the whole lot of you. And this is my time. I've nothing else to do but just put together this. Insert tab A into slot B. Phillips head screwdriver. I'm going to be at this for hours. I'm going to be at what?
Steve-O not believing that you know what a Phillips
ironing
head screwdriver is.
That's what it's all about. Ironing.
Oh,
I tell you, getting in the, there's nothing more satisfying getting a nice sharp crease on your shirt sleeves.
Really?
Oh,
I don't know how my clothes get ironed.
Just I like to cut the grass too. That's fun.
What I do is I put on a podcast and then my clothes are ironed. It's amazing. Mr. Probs and Waves. Probs or probes?
Probs, I'd say.
You prefer a prob over a probe, would you?
Yeah, I would.
Today FM, okay. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. How are you doing? Here's my name, there's JP.
Hi. And it's Monday, oh God.
It's a very Monday, isn't it?
Can you make a Monday noise, a random Monday noise, a guttural, non-verbal Monday noise?
Oh.
Like that.
That's good, yeah. Can I have a go?
Yeah.
There was a little bit of pleasure in there. Just a little bit.
Well, that's pleasure and pain very close, you know.
Very close.
Yeah.
0874-100-102. Don't be sending in your noises now. Oh my gosh, this is... we were talking about chips earlier on. Situations that you find yourself where you feel like you're just you're not an adult, you can't manage it, you're ashamed of the situation you find yourself in. You cannot, in my case, you can't man up. In a man's case, you can't man up, but it's not like women man up. But you know what I mean? It's kind of being an adult or being a grown up and owning the situation. And I was saying, when you're in the chipper, in like, not like McDonald's or something, but I mean like the chipper, like an old school traditional chipper. And the gentleman is over the other side of the counter and he's waiting for your order. I just feel very self-conscious in that situation. And I'd love just a bag of chips, like a... There's another noise, another gutter, another non-verbal noise. The universal non-verbal noise for eating a hot bag of chips doused in salt and vinegar.
And then there's the moment where you've made your order and you have to figure out, okay, where do I stand now? Do I move back or do I hold my position? What do I do here?
Stand outside. There's a Doobies character over there who looks like he's been in the pub since 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's standing over there. And then the delivery man is standing here. He's waiting to pick up the delivery. Mm. So where do I stand? Somewhere in the middle? Or do I go and stand outside?
Do I put my hands in my pockets?
Oh.
Do I clasp my hands in front of me?
Nicola's there. 0874 100 102. Nicola?
Hey, Ray. Oh, my goodness. Stop talking about chips. I literally just started Slimming World today. Now all I want is chips.
Day World and Slimming World, and I've ruined it with this noise. Hot. And you're at the palm of your hand because you're holding the bag. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're holding the bag in the palm of your hand, and the vinegar and salt has dripped through, Nicola.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to start tomorrow. Anyways, hey Ray,
wow.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Nicola. Enjoy those chippies, won't you? Ray and JP, bookies make me nervous. Anytime I grace the doors of a bookies, I feel like throwing the money at them and running out the door. I'm a nervous wreck, from Lorna in Dunboyne. Lorna, I'm not going to lie, I've been in a bookies maybe twice in my life. And both times I'm at the counter going, so how does
that's
this...
That everything is a question. Everything you're saying is a question.
Is it 3-1? Is it 1-3?
How much do I give you then?
What's evens?
Each way then. I have to give you more then. Okay, you take all my money. That's great. That's great. All right, Kylie Minogue on Today FM. Sugar babes around. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Hello.
Cash machine calls on the way in a few minutes, by the way. Stand by for that. We'll be calling you in a few. Good luck. Over €10,000 plus. 10,000 blips. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
More texts, actually. Situations where you find yourself... You just need to man up and cop on, an adult. Brendan in Waterford says, hi, guys. There's nothing as uncomfortable as waiting outside the ladies' toilet for your 11-year-old daughter to come out. And getting the look from women going in at the strange man hanging around outside the ladies' toilet. Yeah, that's fair.
You sort of have to explain to everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my daughter's in there. Yet,
so. Or when I take my two lads into the Jacks, like when we're in Disney or whatever, you take your two kids into the cubicle in the Jacks, and then you're coming out of the cubicle, all three of you. I'm their dad. Like,
what's going on in there? Is it a party, lads? Is it...
The other awkward feeling is when you go into a shop and you don't find the thing you're looking for, so you're walking out empty-handed. Not like a clothes shop or anything, so that's fair enough, but like if it's, I don't know, a Spar or a Centra, and you go in and you're like, oh, they don't have raspberry jam, whatever. So then you're kind of trying to innocently walk out past the tills.
Oh, because you have to go past the tills, yeah.
And
yeah,
the security guard.
Yeah.
So you're like, empty-handed, but not stealing anything.
Or the worst thing is, you take something into the changing room, there's somebody outside the changing room, somebody who works there, you try it on, you're going past them to leave it back to the rack, and they're like, is that all right for you? And you're like, it's not for me.
I look like a fool in it.
Yeah.
I never should have picked it up.
It's 10 years too young for me, sorry.
What date is today?
The 9th.
9th of...
October.
Halloween! It's that time of year. There's a chill in the air. Halloween is coming. Oh, the spooky time. Spooky season. So last weekend, we bought all of our Halloween decorations.
Right.
Last Sunday, I want to say, we bought all of our Halloween decorations. All the bits and bobs, the last few bits that needed to be bought. And we had huge intentions of last weekend putting them up, buying them and putting them up. So we have a bag full of Halloween bits and bobs that were ready to be put up, and we didn't. Left there in the hallway. And then on Monday, they were still there in the hallway.
They hadn't moved.
We hadn't put them.
Strange that.
And put them up. So then Tuesday, because then you're into the week, and you know, we'll do that at the weekend. We'll sort that out. So then along comes Saturday, and we're going to put up the Halloween decorations. And sure, geez, wasn't it Saturday night? And I was like, ah. No Halloween decorations.
You got Sunday, though.
We can put them up on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, as I was leaving the house today, I thought, Jeez, we really better put up them Halloween decorations because Halloween is, it's going to be Halloween night by the time I'm putting up those bloody Halloween decorations. Another thing that happens at Halloween are the spooky, you know, these spooky events that you go along to. And
scream events, yeah.
You just, this is the nightmare realm. And the nightmare realm is looking for actors for Ireland's only indoor scream park. Scream park, lads. Scream park. Let me call my nightmare guy.
All right. Absolutely. You don't like a scare.
I don't. I've never done any of these things.
It's ringing.
This is supposed to be the scariest one, and it's a big one as well. It's on in there. It's up in Dublin. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Carl?
Yes, it is.
Carl, you answered the phone very spooky there, I have to say. Can you give us...
I did. That's how I answered the phone the whole time, all year round.
Go on, do it again. We'll do a dry run. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Carl, what's your job?
What's my job?
Like your official title or your role, yeah.
My official role is the event producer, creative director for the Nightmare Realm.
Oh, for the Nightmare. So you're the creative director.
Yes.
When you say director, yes. Then does the Nightmare Realm sort of have a narrative or a story arc through it that you direct, or is it just like directing the individuals that are all a place?
Yeah, it has a storyline. Yeah, for sure. It's the whole town itself. We've created this Halloween town with five interactive mazes that are all interlinked by stories and characters. And you can choose yourself whether you want to, how deep you want to go into the storyline. But yeah, all the characters are interlinked. They're all different storylines going on, and there's a lot of depth to it.
So when you do one of them, is that it? You done? You have to come back another night for to do the different for, or you can do it all in the one night?
No, so there's you can do it all in the one night, yeah, for sure. There's five different scare zones, as I say. People are staying on site for about two and a half hours to get it all done. The five different scare zones, then we have a food court, and we have added attractions then on site as well. So that's a real bonus. You can get a tattoo on site. Fake tattoo, obviously. We've got our White Witch Creation shop, we've got a Banshee experience, and then we've got loads of secret rooms that people are dying to find.
Secret rooms?
Yes.
Okay, so you mentioned all those things. They seem fairly safe, like food and temporary tattoos. I could do that. Would I have the option of, like, if my other half wanted to go and do the scares and the screams and the chills, she could go off and do that, and I could just have a burger?
Yeah, so like that's what a lot of people actually do. Okay. You might get one in the group that thinks, oh, I don't want to do one of the mazes. And they can just hang around the town that we've created, and you can just walk up and down the main street that we have here. And it's got like Cursed Oddities, Obscura Shop, a butcher shop, a Radio Shack actually, and the tattoo shop. We've got a tarot reader, so you can do all these things.
Oh, that's
without...
very manageable, and that's down with that. JP's smirking at me here.
Right. 12 months ago, I went to this thing.
Okay? I know, yeah.
And you think you're safe when you're walking out around the attractions in the neutral zone. You think you're grand, and then somebody horrifying comes up behind you.
These people just get
nowhere
their
safe.
Kicks. They
nowhere
get their
safe.
Thrills out of scaring, giving you thrills. The location is amazing though, because I was reading about the spot that you're in before you were in it, because it was kind of it's sort of hidden away in the middle of Dublin, but it looks medieval, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a fantastic old Victorian building, and it wouldn't be made possible without the partnership with Dublin City Council for allowing us to come in and mind their building for basically 2 months, and it's an absolutely beautiful building right in the heart of Dublin City Centre, easy access, and once you're inside, then we do all kinds of crazy stuff to people.
We scare you, but if you wanted to go and have a look at it, because it's not open most of the rest of the year, so if you wanted to go and have a look, I was looking at photographs of the buildings. Now, could you imagine me going along? Let's go along to the nightmare realm in the run up to Halloween, because I fancy looking at the buildings.
The architecture.
I want to look at the lovely buildings and eat a burger, and I don't want to get any scares at all. But you're looking for people to scare people. I mean, people to work as part of the cast.
Yeah, so like the show has developed over the last years. You know, it's grown from a small event that only had 10 staff to over 100 staff on site.
Really?
at at the moment. So we're always looking for new people with special talents, or even just people that have that little bit of craziness that, you know, we've all done it. We've all jumped out from behind a door, you know, or from a wardrobe to scare a friend or a family member. You know, why not come down to us and actually get trained and get paid to do it?
It sounds like, in particular for anyone that might be an aspiring actor or someone who wants to get into the line of work of performance or already starting on their way in terms of performing. It's not all completely easy, though, is it? I mean, you need a particular set of skills, or you need to be
It's a tough job, but we have people of all different capabilities working for us, all different ages working for us, and we pick roles that suit people then as well. You know, we don't put somebody in a role that doesn't suit the character that we want them to portray. So we make the best out of everything.
I was looking at some of the conditions. I mean, it's not all of the conditions, like you say, you could end up doing something else, but like, In some case, you're almost complete. By the way, this ticks all the boxes for Halloween or for a nightmare realm. But almost complete darkness, tight spaces, loud audio, smoke and fog effects, hydraulics. What about the public? Because some people's fight or flight reaction when they get a scare is the fight, is lashing out or giving.
No,
giving
It's all flight. It's all flight here, I can assure you. So we're a no touch maze. So that's the first thing. So we don't touch the customers coming in, but we do everything but that. And by and large, a lot of people say different things because I suppose they it's a bit of bravado. But the customers that come in, they're great. We're really, really happy with the people that are coming in here and with our crew as well. They're a fantastic bunch of energetic people.
Grand. So I'm not going to get touched and I get to have a burger and look at the lovely buildings.
Sounds... Yeah, it'll be really easy. You'll have no problems here whatsoever. Okay. I promise.
You can apply if you want to go and have a chat with Carl about performing or taking part. The website is thenightmarerealm.ie, or you can call down. You're down off Dalier Street, is that right?
Just off of Capel Street, yes. I think if people are interested, if people are interested in working for us, I think the easiest thing to do is send a little video audition of themselves to any one of our social channels and we'll pick it up from there.
Oh, brilliant. Fantastic idea. Yeah. Right, nice one. That's thenightmarerealm.ie. Carl, thanks so much for taking the call, man.
Thanks, folks.
Good luck. Bye. Bye-bye. Goodbye. You still there? Still there. He's still there.
I'm still here, yes, yeah.
Go on, give me a spooky goodbye then.
Goodbye.
Cheers, man. Much obliged. Ray Foley. The NightmareRealm.ie. With Care Plus. Justin and the boys. JT and the lads.
Yeah.
Savage Carry On. Just whistling away there, enjoying themselves.
Joey Fatone.
Jerry and AJ and
JC Shazay.
JC Shazay. Today FM playing the music you love. How's it going? Southside Rugby Dads here.
Oh my God.
Have we established our names on air yet?
Or gosh, I haven't given away my identity.
Probably bast.
Keep
we
it
down.
Secret, you know.
Bast we don't.
Don't want the clients to know.
What a performance though on Saturday.
Oh my God, it was great, wasn't it?
You were watching it.
I was watching it, yeah.
It was a good time.
Absolute rager. It was amazing. So it was Saturday night, great night, beating the Scots, of course. You never want to see one of our Celtic cousins go down though, which is great to see. Well, just great to see at least one of the home nations advance, you know? The home nations. A team from these islands, you know what I mean?
Our Celtic cousins.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely love them. Of course, you know, Paris is up in arms about the bad bugs.
Bad bugs.
The bad bugs.
Guys.
Everywhere. It's an epidemic.
That's a breakout.
Forget the bad bugs, though. The only things bugging the boys in kilts on Saturday were a few sizable Irish units in the shape of Gary Ringrose, James Lowe.
Absolute units, yeah.
And our very own Johnny Boy Saxton. And in my very own humblers, those those green bugs had bite. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, spot on. I couldn't make it over to the game in Paris myself.
Oh, you couldn't?
I had a reunion with a few of the guys from St. Michael's class in 99.
Absolute the gang.
Absolute carnage out in Dublin town. Guys put in a serious shift. We were in house or it might have been legs on Leeson Street. Guys, the vitamin H was flowing. Woke up the next day, right? Yeah. I felt like I had to go for a head injury assessment myself. The old HIA, Heineken-induced agony, guys. Absolutely.
Nothing like it.
Agony.
Like Oliver Plunkett.
Agony.
I tell you what, though, we were tearing chunks out of that Torten defence. Sorry, that Torten defence. William Wallace would have been spinning in his grave. His bagpipes would have been in a jocker. And we just want our freedom. I tell you what, lads, maybe you just want a couple of points on the board, you know what I'm saying? Absolute savage carry on. The horse place and shenanigans were off the chart.
Cornage.
A demolition. It was a joy to behold.
Of course, here come the men in black, as they say. Next up, we've got the All Blacks and the QS. That's the quarterfinals. Can't wait to see the Haka. Haven't seen a group of guys dance so aggressively. It's a Saturday night in Legs. It might have been Hayes on Leeson Street. Love Hayes. Just love Hayes. Just right clean and tell. You know Hayes. What I mean? You don't get that type in Hayes. You know, it's a good type, you know?
Yeah, good guys. Good, great guys.
Great guys, yeah.
Yeah, bring on the All Blacks on Saturday. I'll be taking the junior lads out for a kickabout that morning. Show them some of the old plays.
The minis.
Give them the taste, the magic. Come on, Orland.
Orland.
Come on, Orland.
With Care Plus. Care with a difference. CarePlus.ie.
On Today FM. Our prize this afternoon is a cracker. The world-renowned Guinness Cork Jazz Festival is celebrating its 45th year. It runs from October 26th to 30th, the end of this month. It'll feature performances from the finest international and Irish artists, including pop-up events, late-night parties, jazz boat trips, collaborations and brass bands marching through the city streets. It's absolutely sensational. If you've never done the Jazz Festival, you got to do it. At least once in your life. You do it once in your life, you'll do it every year thereafter.
Done it. It is great crack.
They're celebrating their 45th year, so it's a big anniversary for them as well. The end of this month, the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. We have for you an all-expenses-paid night out at the Jazz. We'll sort you out for tickets, send you along to a gig, and we've got spending money for accommodation, meals and drinks. Terms and conditions apply. They're on our website, todayfm.com. Over 18s only. Enjoy alcohol responsibly. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie. Here's what we're doing. We're getting a popular song, a song that we play on Today FM, right? And I found a jazz version of it.
Okay, yeah.
Just tell us what the song is. This one is almost too easy, but it's a Monday. It's day one. Everyone's feeling crappy and crummy. So make it nice and light for you. Once you identify the song, text us along with the name of the song and who sings it, if you like. 0874-100-102. We need your name and where you're from, too. Okay, you ready?
Go.
Let me go.
Let me go.
I think that's enough.
There's still people that won't get that. That's from a performance by Postmodern Jukebox featuring Blake Lewis. What's the song?
Let me go. I just can't look. It's killing me.
We're feeling very jazzy with the Jazz Festival on at the end of this month. The Guinness Cork Jazz Festival celebrating 45 years. Dua Lipa Levitating. This is Today FM. What a song. Olivia Rodrigo and Vampire. This is Today FM. We play the music you love all day, every day. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray and there's JP.
Hi.
So the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival, the end of this month, in Cork. The clue's in the name. It's got Guinness, it's got jazz. It's a festival and it occurs in the location of Cork. Celebrating its 45th year, running from the 26th to the 30th of October, featuring performances from the finest international and Irish artists, including pop-up events, late-night parties, jazz boat trips, collaborations and brass bands, marching through the city streets. So we've got an all-expenses-paid night out at the Cork Jazz Festival. Got tickets for a gig. And we wanted you to identify the tune. Got a few right answers. We got a lot of right answers.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it was too easy. I don't know.
We'll try a harder one tomorrow. Oh. Or I think what I need to do is I need to go. It's Monday. Like, I need to go and grab a bit of a song that's weird in the middle of the song. Not like a bit of the chorus or anything that's easily gettable. Just get a tiny bit of a jazzed up version of a. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Where am I ringing?
Shannon.
Who?
No, the place. It's ringing. This is Carolan.
This is Shannon.
Carolan.
In Carolan.
No, it's Carolan and Shannon.
Hello. Hello, Shannon.
Carolan, how are you?
Carolan.
Hello.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM on the radio up in Dublin.
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
I'm only all right. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm not too bad. I'm in work now at the moment.
Oh, you're still in work. Oh, so you're this is your professional voice, Carolan, we're dealing with, is it?
Oh, no, I'm hiding in the office now. This is just me, voice.
This is regular. No, you sound very officious. You sound very formal and together, much more than we do, in fairness. What do you do?
I work in planning.
Planning? What are you planning at the moment?
I'm planning to take over the world.
Are you planning a trip to Cork for the Jazz Festival?
Well, I'd like one.
Well, you sent us a text message in a minute ago. Here, have a listen to this.
Let me go.
Carolan and Shannon.
Yes.
What's the song?
The Killers,
The
Brightside.
It's Mr. Brightside from The Killers. Well, you're absolute legend. You have won for yourself. This is a cracker of a prize, an all expenses night at the Cork Jazz Festival. We've got tickets for one of the gigs. There's loads of gigs on. We'll sort you out for tickets for the gig. And spending money for accommodation, meals and drinks. Over 18s. Yeah, you have to check your ID now. drinkaware.ie. I enjoy it, won't you? It's on at the end of this month from the 26th to the 30th. We'll send you along. Have a great time.
Oh my God, brilliant. Thank you so much. I'm absolutely delighted.
Who are you going to take with you?
I don't know. I might take my husband. I'll see.
Your husband? Yeah. It's a long way. Yeah, there's another few weeks before the festival's on.
Yeah, we'll see how things go.
What's your husband's name?
Deglon. Yeah.
Hi to Deglon then. Enjoy it. It's on at the end of this month.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
Ray, I love the show.
Hey! Cheers, madam. Bye. I'll play the proper version now. It's The Killers and Mr. Brightside on Today FM. Brothers 3, Waffle House, Today FM, playing the music you love. And that is our little broadcast for today. Guys, we did it. We did it. They doubted us. Many of them doubted we could.
Lots of them, yeah.
Most of them, actually. Yeah. We did it. So much we didn't get to do on the show, though, today.
No.
We didn't do everything. We didn't get to do Sister Brightside, where we talk to the world's only all-female Killers tribute act. They're called Sister Brightside. What, could they be nuns as well?
They could be.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do the Cork Baz Festival.
Yeah.
Where TV favourite Baz Ashmawi tells us he's taking on the Cork Jazz Festival with his own festival. The Cork Baz Festival, which will celebrate all things Baz related, and it will be taking place in Cork the Cork Baz Festival. And we didn't get to do the Tenacious D Forbes, where we track down elusive former RTE boss D Forbes. It turns out she's now working as a roadie for the rock band Tenacious D in Tenacious D Forbes.
Yeah, well, not very quiet.
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.